This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Push the button.
Yeah, that one right there on the driver's door. Push it. Oh, you don't have a button? Pull the lever up. Swing the door out and climb in. Welcome to Auto World, and good to have you along in that cockpit. Steering wheel right in front of you, I hope. Push the horn button and see if it works. It could. All right. Well, you're in the driver's side. Anybody going along for the ride? Oh, yeah, you all are coming along for the ride. Welcome aboard. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me each and every week. It's a treat and a gift to be along with you on Auto World. We're going to dig into Auto World and go deep, deep into your Auto World. We're going to find out all the people sitting in the two rows in front of me here right now, what is under their hood, their bonnet, and if their windshield's got bugs on it. Have you, any of you ever put the bug cleaner, a windshield washer fluid in your washer can, the washer bottle, plastic thing, you know, that leaks on your garage floor, because you forgot to put the minus 32 degrees fluid in it, and one winter it cracked, and now you got that blue fluid is all over your garage floor. See, there you go, minus 25 or minus 32 degrees blue fluid is what you want. But a little Auto World tip, add a little bit of the bug remover in it with the blue. Yeah, it's green. Come, we're in, I think, summertime. You know how I know? It's warm. A little hot under the collar. Yeah. It's hot. Anyway, hope your air conditioning's working and you're not too hot. Anyway, get the green in there and that blue, and you'll be rocking and rolling. And when you squirt that windshield washer fluid, the green mixes with the blue, and next thing you know, your bugs will slide right off and go right up and over the windshield, over the roof, and onto the guy behind you. And he'll be going, yeah. Anyway, hey, today on Auto World, first hour is done, second hour, now we're in the third hour. And this third hour, each and every hour, folks, is different. Each and every hour is going to have a little bit more different information. That's what it's all about. I want to teach, help, learn, and you're going to teach me too. But also news. We got the Auto World news. We got email we're going to get to this hour. And also another recall. And I've got road trip. Road trip, and you hate it when all those horns are honking at me. Get out of the way. I got to settle down. Or should we say, the train has left the station. Yeah, well, with that said, your train is probably that station wagon. You got a station wagon? Huh? Do you? I hope you do. Station wagon. I'll have to get some trivia on some station wagons. I think it was released back in 1928 Ford Model T. I don't know. We'll get that and share that with you. But woo, road trip. Let's get right to that road trip. Well, what has happened since the COVID? Thanks again for being here with the breath mint in, everybody. And being safe and help. And you can't take the mask off because you're in your own house. But road trip, 683 million road trips has been literally... Literally, 683 million road trips since the COVID has hit. Everybody's in their cars instead of airplanes, with their cabin filter replaced. AAA, they predicted that an estimated 683 million road trips, and they were right. It has happened. We're all rocking and rolling on the freeways instead of flying. We're in our cars, wearing the tires out, wearing the brakes out, wearing all that stuff out. Never think about it, but preventive maintenance, you must and do look. Forget about the common stuff, okay? Forget about, you need a belt. You need a tune-up, spark plugs. You need an oil change. See, this is all common stuff. You need brake pads. That's common. You know that stuff's going to wear out. You know the air filter's going to be plugged up. You know the fuel filter's going to be plugged up. Well, then what am I talking about? Forget the common. That's all common. Forget about it. I want you to open the hood, the bonnet, wherever you might be listening. Of course, you can listen to us overseas in Germany. Frankfurt's a beautiful town on GCNLive.com at any one point in time. Tell your friends, and I do appreciate it. See, The thing is the common stuff underneath the bonnet is normal. We all know about that stuff. That's boring. How about if you just open your eyes and just start looking at stuff? You don't need to be a rocket science to figure out that the thing that was supposed to be dry over there on the left-hand side, you don't even have to worry about what it's called, but it's wet. If it is wet looking, you might want to say, huh? What's that? Why is it wet? Is it supposed to be wet? Call your mechanic that you have. Take a picture. This is how simple this is. Take a picture. That cell phone you have in your pocket, it's got a camera on it. Take a picture of that wet area. Send it over to your, call the mechanic first. Say, hey, can I send you, text you over a photo of that wet area that's in my car, and you can kind of tell me what you might need to do and how much it might cost? See, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Take a picture, send it over. He or she will call you back and say, that's the shrinker valve leaking. And you're going to say, a shrinker valve? And he's going to say, yeah, we're going to need to basically replace the shrinker valve and adjust the Cronkite. What? See, does it really matter what it's called? No. What matters is you took your own eyes, you looked at the wet area, you took a photo, and you figured it out by taking a photo and sending it over to your doctor. So that's not a common thing, is it? No. See, that's where most people go wrong. Just like Frank with his in the second hour, Frank called about his bumper stop. If your brake pedal feels kind of weird, folks, you might just want to take a flashlight, look up in there, and see what might be hanging up. There might be, yes, I've seen it, a wiring harness hanging up on the brake pedal. Do you really want to hit the brakes next and yank the wiring harness out? No. No. So, see, that's not common, is it? No. How about the noise? How about that little weird squeaky noise? It's probably the pencil. Yeah, the pencil or pin you put up on the dash at one point, and it sneaked its way down the defrost vent, and now it's down in the plastic defrost tube, and it's going clink, 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 clink every time you turn the corner. Well, that's not common. So how do you get the pencil out of there? Drive the car off a cliff? No, don't do that. No, I want you to, well, the pencil is a magnet, but you can get a magnet on a stick. Not for wood, of course. If it's a wood pencil, most pencils are wood, Mark. Anyway, you might want to get a flashlight. And do you have a little mirror? Uh-huh. They do sell these cameras. They do sell cameras on a little stick you can stick down in there and say, hey, that's pin or the pencil stuck down in there. Hallelujah. I've actually have been paid to pull pencils and pins out of defrost vents. And I'm telling you what, it's not easy because you've got to get that plastic tube out of that, underneath that windshield, that dash, out of there. That is not fun. So here's how I did it. Well, if I can see it through the upper vent, you ready for this one? I have these mechanical fingers that open up. I reach down in there and try to open. It's kind of like that carnival game that none of us are going to go to. The state fairs have all been closed down, of course, but the little big plastic, big box with the glass windows, and it's got all the toys and stuff in there. I played them as a kid, of course, and yeah, I'm still a kid, so I sneak in there every once in a while once the fair gets going, and you have the little backhoe thing, the metal bucket goes down that's got the jaws that open up, and you try to get the teddy bear or the thing for your girlfriend out. You know, all of us teenagers did that. Well, that's what I'm talking about. I have those same little arms. I reach in there and try to get that pencil or pen. It works. If that doesn't work, I put grease. I really do put grease, wheel bearing grease, on the end of my fingers that open up, but I never open them up. I leave them closed, put grease on there, and reach in there, and the grease sticks to the pin or the pencil, and I pull it out of there. Anyway, I kind of got off target there, didn't I? Whew. Hey, let's do another trivia question. Why not? You know BMW? You've heard of BMW. I have a lot of listeners out there that have BMWs. What? The hood ornament, you know, out there on front? Yeah, the one that has the bugs on it right here, right now. It's got blue and white. Blue and white. It's a circle. It's blue and white. What does the blue stand for in that circle? In the BMW logo, what does the blue stand for? The number here on Auto World is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex, he's got grease on his axle, and he's answering the phone. Behind that 18-foot engineering board with 40,000 buttons. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. We're going to take a little short break, get a word from our sponsors, and come back with a recall. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans.
We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Play a good little. Woo! He's good. Man, he's good. He knows how to jam. That's what it's all about when you're here with me. I'm Mark Evans here at Auto World Studio, the Auto World Plaza, actually, sitting in the greasy garage studio. I have a janitor that comes in and cleans it up, makes sure there's no grease on the microphone, of course. That wouldn't sound too good if it was all greased up. And my chair, sitting back in the rocket chair, we call it. How's your chair? How's your cockpit? You know, earlier we had you climb in, push that. You pulled up on the lever on the driver's door. You climbed into the cockpit. Do you really like the seat in your car? That's a good question. Huh? I mean, are you comfortable? Do you have it adjusted correctly? How do you know if it's adjusted correctly? Mercedes-Benz, folks, they literally put me through a school on why and how come their cars are set and built the way they are in the driver's seat. See, as that came about in 1999, they told me that they were going to have a camera in the dash. Now, this is all for all of us, but if you have a Mercedes-Benz, listen up, because you might not know this. You might already know this, but a lot of people say, why is that car so much, Mark? Why is it so much? Why? Because you're buying technology, and the Mercedes-Benz, quite a few models out there that have this, they have a camera in the dash. As soon as you sit down in there, see, I'm taller than my wife. It means my eyes, yeah, those eyeballs that look out the windscreen, the windshield, are higher than hers. So they have a camera in the dash that comes over to my face, finds my pupils in my head, and adjusts the seat, the outside right and right passenger door, driver's door, left mirror, rear view mirror, if it has one, could have a backup camera, and it makes the seat go forward, back, up, down, because if the eye pupils are higher in the cabin, the legs must be longer, so the seat goes back. So now, with that said, Mercedes has found out that the most comfortable and the most safest ride there is when you're looking at your windshield. You got a top and you got a bottom. They found out by a lot of studies and a lot of crashes. You've heard them. Those crash dummies are my best friends. We might have to put one of those crash dummies on Auto World and interview him. I said, him. I'm going to get his wife, too, here at the show, too. Okay, all right. And if they have kids, I'll have the kids in, too. But we're going to ask them all. Crash dummies, 1, 2, and 3. Hey, my kids, can you tell me, how's your job? And they're going to say what? It's a rough job, but somebody's got to do it. We're doing it for your safety, Mark. And all your listeners out there in Auto World, that's right. So Mercedes-Benz says, hey, since we've crashed all these cars, we found out that the pupil are supposed to be perfectly set at 3/4 of the way up on the windshield. So folks, when you're adjusting your seat in your car manually or with your electric buttons, all you got to do is look at your windshield top and bottom, put your pupil literally from the bottom up 3/4 of the way up on the windshield. And that way you'll have the most safest, most comfortable ride there is when you're sitting here listening with me to Auto World. Anyway, a little tidbit there. Hey, I think it's time. In fact, it is. Let me go to the email bag and pull it up there. You see, the thing is, I get emails on Auto World. Hang on a minute. God, it's just noisy when I get in that email bag. Each and every week, folks, I always promote and say and talk about my email. And that is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, with that said, you can email me at any time. Your time is your time. And you can also listen to the Auto World podcast on your time, okay? You can go back in the archives and listen all you want. I do recommend it. Please do. There's an each and every hour I try to put something in there that teaches you something. And, you know, you're welcome to teach me something. Please do. Share your experiences with me. A lot of callers do. A lot of email people do share their what's happened in their Auto World, and that's what it's all about. So I welcome your emails 24/7, literally all the time. I do read them, and you can do them live here, too. I won't, unless you want me to, put them on air. Just put on there and say, yeah, it's good. Put them on air, Mark. Or say, no air, Mark, and I will never share your last name, just your first name, and where you're calling from or listening from or wherever, because, see, I do shout-outs. I'm talking about shout-outs. Shout-out to those affiliates, because that's what makes this all happen for all of us. Okay? Awesome. All right. And, of course, Genesis Communications Network. So let's get back to the email, Meg. Hang on a minute. There's one. Okay. Let's get this one up here in front of me. All right. This looks like, yeah, Troy. Hi, Troy. He says, hi, Mark. Troy here. Great listening to you every Sunday. Thank you, Troy. Appreciate it. Hopefully we'll find out an email where you're listening from or all that, but we'll find out here. Okay. He says, thanks again for being here. I own a 2011 Jeep Cherokee. Great vehicle. The air conditioner just disappeared on the passenger side. That's all right, Troy. There's nobody sitting over there anyway, is there? Okay, no air conditioning, Troy says, on the passenger side. It's blowing cold on the driver's at the driver's vents, Mark, but blowing hot out the passenger side. I wasn't making my wife very happy when she was sitting over there the other night when we went to dinner. Yeah, that would not be good. Troy, you should have had her drive, and you should have sat over there. A little tip there from Auto World. Anyway, he says, I've never experienced this in my life where one side's cold and the other side's hot. Got any ideas on how to fix this bad boy, Troy? I do. Mark, he says, thanks, Troy. He says, he's listening. Oh, I'm sorry. Back up here. He says, it's hot in Nevada listening on KPKK 101 FM. Well, my gosh, yes. Hey, happy to be with you here in Nevada. Thank you for listening to me and Auto World and all the people who put on Auto World on. Troy and the folks in Nevada, I'm going to try to see if we can't get each and every one of you cool right here, right now. Troy, that's an easy fix on your Jeep, and a lot of our listeners have probably got, truthfully, the same problem. And they've probably had it in the shop. And they've probably paid money and a pretty penny to get it fixed. So what's going on with that is when you have separate controls, drivers, now I'm talking climate control buttons. See, all the new cars have them. You got the driver's side climate control, the passenger side climate control. Troy, what's going on is your climate control is out on the passenger side. Easy fix, it's called an actuator. The actuator is gone, broken. But I'm going to back up my bus, or better known as a train. Let's back the train up and stop the thing on the track, because that actuator, more than likely, Troy, in your Jeep, is okay. See, the actuator is electronically controlled off of the little roll dial you have in the Jeep when you turn it cold and hot by turning it left and right. The actuator turns, it's a gear-driven, electronically operated. It moves a toothed, like a little gear. Literally, it's a gear. It's plastic, though, and it's got teeth on it. Your teeth are broke, Troy. We need just the gear. The actuator is good. So for a whole $8.32, we can fix that bad boy, Troy. We're going to take a short break, get a word from our sponsors, listen up, and when we come back, we might even go into another email. We'll be right back here on Auto World.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed a number of executive orders yesterday, including $400 per week in additional unemployment benefits, eviction protections, and additional benefits for veterans. In his New Jersey news conference, he also spoke about the fact that Democrats continue to hide things in their bill that have nothing to do with COVID-19 relief, including an all-mail-in ballot system for the upcoming election.
They even want to force states to implement the controversial practice known as ballot harvesting. Very dangerous. dangerous practice, meaning they would allow Democrat Party operatives to deposit thousands and thousands of completed ballots at the post office without any verification of who filled them out, including a verification of signatures on the ballot. So you're not even going to have a verified signature. Anybody, I could sign it, you could sign it, anybody in this room could sign it, and that's going to count as a vote. How can you do a thing like this?
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Road 66.
Kind of sounds like there's an electric car on roads at 66. Sooner or later there will be electric. That's right. Well, I'm going to say one thing here right now, folks. You are the star. You are the star of Auto World that you're listening to right now. I'm your host, Mark Evans. And to be a part of the show, become a member, costs nothing. Just call. Share with us your last week in your Auto World at 855-660-4261 and or my email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, I want to get right to, we're going to do another email here in a little bit, but I want to share this with you. Rolls-Royce Galactica, if I can say it, Sir Richard Branson, and Rolls-Royce is teaming up and they're going to build you a car. Well, you know, back in the day, that's a good, finally. Why I say finally? Because back in the day when I was a young guy going in and just playing with my Hot Wheels and my Matchboxes as I grew up, loved them. That's all I did, of course. For some reason, I got oil in my veins. I don't have blood. I like automobile things. That's what I do. I saw Popular Mechanics as a junior high student, and I said, wow, look at that flying car on the front of Popular Mechanics. We're going to have... There he goes! He's flying into outer space. Thank you, Rolls-Royce. And Sir Richard Branson. That's right. A flying car. Will it happen? 60 years later, is it going to happen? I don't know. I've been waiting all my life for it. I don't know if we really want a flying car, but hey, Rolls-Royce has got the funds, as we call it, the green lettuce in their back pocket. And Sir Richard Branson, I mean, come on, he owns his own islands. I think he owns the whole Pacific Ocean with all the islands out there. And he just now, and he's got that Galactica, I can't even say it, that space thing that he's now, they're full. The reservations are full for taking us up to space and getting us up there so we can all fill. I think it's $350,000, I think, to get in his space rocket ship flying machine and fill the no gravity. Okay, so he's booked up, just like Ford is with their Ford Broncos. The reservations completely blew up Ford's website on $100 reservations for the Ford Bronco. So it doesn't matter if you're down here on Earth with gravity with the Ford Bronco that's been out for years or up in space. The reservations are getting full and full and full and sold out. Hey, real quick, let's get to that trivia again. On BMW, you know their logo is blue, white, blue, white. What does the blue stand for in the BMW logo, folks? The number here is 855-660-4261. A little trivia, of course, is always, always good, for sure. And here's a little more trivia that I want to add to, and then we're going to the email bag and see who's emailed me this last week again. I always like to... So I'm doing these things blind, so I don't know what people are asking or what they're doing or whatever. That's why I like it. Well, in 1907, way back when, speed bumps were placed in the streets of Illinois to discourage speeding. Speed bumps. That sure is a lot different. What year was that? 1907! Speed bumps were invented in Illinois. I was born in Peoria, Illinois. Our family was out in the Illinois area, and then my dad transferred to Boise, Idaho, and that's where I'm broadcasting right here, right now, from the Auto World Plaza in my greasy garage studio. Good to be along with you, and really like out west. I do like back east, too. Don't get me wrong. For each and every one, don't be emailing me on that or Facebooking me or you know, Auto World podcasting me. And just stay cool. It's all good. It's all good in the hood. I do remember the day that my mom and my dad bought a 54 Ford. Yeah, I was a kid growing up and in the back seat. Of course, there was no seat belts. In cars, nobody strapped themselves in, you know, the kids were back. I remember standing up on the floorboard in the back seat between mom and dad when my dad was driving and talking to him, hanging over the front seat. You know, times have changed, and the metal dash and everything, and thank God that we're all here today, and we're still here to enjoy life and be with each other. That's what it's all about, and enjoying our new cars. Absolutely. But I do remember driving back. I think we were going to Morton, Illinois, and my mom was driving. I was in the back seat. I'm the middle one. I got an older brother, younger sister, and driving in the back seat. And my mom yelled out real quick. I won't say it here on the air, but she yelled out something and then hit the brakes. And she pulled over. Well, what ended up happening is the rust. Yes, I know you folks back east know you get rust. We don't have that out here, out west. It's pretty dry, so we don't have the rust in our automobiles. But you do back there, salt on the roads, etc. Well, the whole entire the left front headlight assembly fell out of the car completely. Well, because of rust. And my dad was like I am, that's probably where I got it. I wash my cars even in the rain. Yes, I'm that neighbor. Yeah, I'm the neighbor. I pulled the car out because, you know, we were up on a mountain road having fun. It's got a little dust on it, and it's raining now downtown and here at the house. And, you know, I've got to wash that car, so I get out there and wash it in the rain. Not. No, but I am that picky, and my dad was, too. And he was, my mom knew she was going to get in trouble for that. And next thing you know, she's like, oh, gosh, she wanted to go back and pick up that scrunched up, rusted old headlight bucket that fell out of that left front fender. And I don't remember her ever getting it. But, you know, got home, and my dad didn't take him long. He got home from work, and he says, where's the left front headlight? And she says, it's on I-5, somewhere on mile marker 4210. See, there you go, folks. There's a little history behind Mark Evans and why I'm in the automotive area and the automotive field along with you. Now it's time to get to that other recall in this third hour to Auto World because, well, recalls is where it's at. Folks, if you, I know you've been involved and seen the TV ads, the radio ads, and all the advertisements on the Kia Telluride. You know that car? The 2020 Kia Telluride has a recall. Yes, it has a recall. Approximately 87,000 of the 2020 Kia Telluride SUVs equipped with the adaptive cruise control. What's the problem? When a trailer is connected to the SUV in the back, the trailer brake lights will not light up when the adaptive cruise control system applies the brakes, which can fail to warn other drivers that the vehicle is slowing up and stopping, which causes what? The person behind you not stopping and sliding and crashing into your camp trailer, your ATVs, your RZRs, whatever you might have plugged into the trailer hitch behind your 2020 Kia Telluride. What to do? I said it earlier on the first hour. See, recalls are free. Dealers will install an additional wiring harness to the main fuse box to signal the trailer brake lights for the best word of the day. You know, we do that segment on Auto World, the word of the week. Well, the best word of the day is free. Free. The dealer will put that new wiring harness on your Telluride for free. So, hey, let's back up. Oh, I said it again. The train or the bus? Let's do the train. Let's back up the train, stop it on the tracks, because they were here before cars. Even if you're not, if you own a 2020 Kia Telluride, even if you're not towing anything, and you don't even have that, what can I say it, the lower valance in the back of your Telluride doesn't have the trailer hitch hole, or even a trailer hitch on it, and you don't expect to tow anything, I still want you to go to the dealer, and I want the recall fixed. Why? Is because I know you're not towing anything. You already said that. The lady in the front row says that her husband never tows anything with their Telluride. That's fine. But see, you might not going to keep that car the rest of your life, and I want all the recalls fixed before you sell it. The next guy might tow something with it. Oh, yeah. And we return. We're going into the Auto World Weekly News. Take a short, get a short break here, and we'll be right back here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Well, we got in the driver's door. Now let's get all the passengers in, get in the back seat, open those doors. Don't slam them too hard. You know, the one thing about the cars today, you slam the back doors and it just sounds like tin, doesn't it? It really does. Kind of like that. Yeah. What the heck is going on? You know, when I... Wait a minute. I think I heard somebody... Oh, now that's the sound we want to hear when we're closing the door on a car. Now, that's solid metal. That's real metal. None of this aluminum crap. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I want you to be safe, so I want you to drive something that sounds like that solid metal car. And because you know why? No more recalls. That's the whole key to the whole thing. No more recalls. I had a trivia question out there here on Auto World today to reach me right here, right now, to get that answered. I might even have a special gift. You never know. One day we might even have a new car or something to give out. Wouldn't that be nice? Ah, boy. Yeah, I'm dreaming. Yep. Well, if you don't dream, you're not alive. And I'm alive. The number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. Trivia question. The BMW logo, folks. Blue, white, blue, white. It's a circle. What's the blue stand for? And that is for... That's right. A cracked windshield for a gift. I'm going to throw in a hubcap, and those hubcaps now are all full of the old nuts, bolts, lock washers that I've used this last week off cars that I knew that I didn't have to put back on the car. Yeah, what is with that? Why has an automotive shop always got lock washers and gidgets and gadgets and, you know, just like we were talking with my one email with the plastic gear, he thought, you know, that the passenger side didn't have any, well, it was blowing hot air, and the driver's side was blowing cool air, and I was talking that the actuator was good, but if you pull the actuator off, the plastic gear will be broke. And that plastic gear now is sitting out in the greasy garage here and showing people, hey, this is what the plastic gear looks like, by the way. And I wanted to let, I believe that was Troy, I wanted to let him know that, yeah, that was Troy back on the email, listening to us in Nevada. Here on GCN, live.com, but he was listening to us on KPKK 101 FM. Thanks for being here. And that gear, you can do it yourself, Troy. I forgot to tell you that. Just drop the glove box again, pull that out of there, and then the actuator is just two screws. Just pull the actuator back, and you'll see the gear that's broke. And you have to go to the dealer. Sorry about that, but you do. The aftermarket parts stores, AutoZone, Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, Advanced Auto Parts, there's a lot of those. I can keep going on with that, but, you know, anyway, just go to your parts store. Not. You have to go to the dealer to get the plastic gear. So anyway, with that said, let's go to the email while we're waiting for someone to call in at 855-660-4261 or the email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now let's go back into the email bag. Noisy. Yeah, okay, I got one. Let's see where... this is awesome. This is from Lawrence, Massachusetts. Listening to us on 102.9 FM. A shout-out! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hi, Auto World. Tuning in from Lawrence, Massachusetts. Fantastic. Been having a problem with the smell of antifreeze every so often in my 2003 Chevrolet pickup. I've looked underneath for leaks and found nothing. No puddles. Question mark. About every week I add in the burp bottle, about 2 cups, that orange antifreeze. It runs good, and, well, there's no engine light on at this time, and I don't know what to do. What do you suggest? Thanks in advance, Steve. Well, Steve, again, I first off want to say thank you for listening to Auto World, of course, from Lawrence, Massachusetts. See, this is a gift for me because I sit in the Greasy Garage studio and in the shop, and every Sunday in Auto World, I get to go around where you're at. And now I'm in Massachusetts, and it makes me feel good. I've been in Andover and a lot of the cities around you, and it's good to be live there to help everybody. Thanks to Genesis Communications Network and that little satellite and all of our affiliates. So, back to the question. Antifreeze leaks, and thanks for saying orange antifreeze. That's Dexcool. Make sure you put the right antifreeze in your car, folks. Period. Got to do it. But this leak... not good. If you don't have any puddles there, Steve, then what's happening is she's a leaking somewhere. And that's why you're emailing me and asking me the problemo. What is the problemo? Well, here's what's going on. No leaks. So that means that, in fact, it's leaking somewhere. But the engine and or the radiator is burning it off before it gets down to the ground and gives you a puddle. So the best thing to do, again, I've always said this here on Auto World, don't steam clean or pressure wash the evidence off. Do not clean anything. If you can, Steve, have you been underneath the Chevrolet? Let's see, you said it's a 2003 Chevy pickup. If you haven't been underneath it, I want you to get underneath it. Now, there's going to be a skid plate in your way. Up in the front, they have the aluminum skid plate that bends up towards the radiator and then goes down to the first, the cross member there. Go ahead. It's a 15-millimeter bolt, about 4 of them. Undo that for me. I want you to, because we're going to go deep here. We're going to go deep into it. I want you to get a bullet-type flashlight, get that little shroud, ground covering, shield off. I want you to look then and go right to the water pump. That's the water pump on the Chevrolet is in the center of the engine, in the front of the engine, and it's leaking, Steve, guarantee it. It's leaking out the weep hole. And that is, put your eye on where the serpentine belt is on the pulley at the water pump. And if you'll see, put that light right there, you'll see a little trail of orange. And it's going to be orange frosting, not wet, but dry. Orange frosting, and it's leaking out the weep behind underneath that pulley. So as soon as you start the vehicle up, what happens is the pulley spins, the seal in front of that water shaft pump, it's the bearing's gone. A little sloppy there. And it's the seal's not holding the antifreeze anymore, and it's leaking. It's leaking as you're driving down the road. And it's leaking so minute, looks like, here with your email. 2 cups, you said, every week. Yeah. So that means that it's the water pump's hot. So it's aluminum. It's hooked to the aluminum heads, et cetera, and the aluminum block, and it's burning it off before it gets to the ground. Can you do the water pump yourself? Yes, you can. Take a picture. If you can do it yourself, you need tools, of course. I understand a lot of these AutoZone and parts stores have tools now, and they lease them out to you or give them to you to use. You just sign the sheet, and off you go working again. But the thing is how do you memorize? If you don't, you know, your memorization isn't that good because you don't do this for a living, take a picture. Take two or three pictures. That'll show you what it's supposed to look like before you tear it apart. And then go for it. Tear the thing off. Absolutely. By the way, the heater hoses are hooked to where the lower radiator hose is, part of the water pump. Replace the little T-valve right there for me, Steve. That's a common thing that leaks all the time, too. Just replace it while you're there. It's not that much money. And if you have a shop, do it. Go for it. You know, no big deal. Do it. Get it done. Because I don't want you to burn that bad boy up. 2003 Chevrolet truck is a good truck. And that's how you do it, folks. Thanks again, Steve, for the email. Appreciate you being part of the show. And you are now an official charter member of Auto World. That's how you do it. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That's our email. Phone number, 855-660-4261. Hey, with the road trips that we've all been taking, before the garage door starts going down here at the Greasy Garage Studio, I want to share this with you. You know, and this is going back into the olden times a little bit, but it's today, 2020. And what day is it? It's, of course, Auto World Day. That's right. I'm declaring this Auto World Day each and every day. Sunday is Auto World Day. So a lot of people are doing road trips, and they're buying. They have great cars. You all have great cars and all that, but you're buying accessories. And so I found out, did a little survey. I didn't do the survey. Who did? The Volkswagen folks did the survey for us, and they found out that, well, the senior manager of performance and accessories at Volkswagen worldwide. So this person, Robert Gale, has got his hands full. He found out that all of you literally are buying things like hitch-mounted bike racks more than ever. More than ever. You're also buying universal tablet holders. The tablet, yeah, you know, your computer. That makes sense. The kids are in the back. The wife's not driving at this point, or dad's not driving at this point. You're on your tablet kind of going through checking out all the cell phone towers, seeing who you can get free internet from. Uh-huh. And another thing, wait a minute. You're buying a bumper dillo protection plate. That's right. I said it. Bumper dillo. If you've never heard of one, what is it? It's very surging over the last several months of people buying it. It's a protector that goes over your rear bumper. See, the traditional people going in and out of their back door hatch is scratching living daylights with their adventure gear out of their rear bumper. So check it out, the bumper dillo protection plan. Hey, thanks for being with us. Well, thank everybody that's been involved with the show. Of course, first and foremost, Axelrod Alex. I don't have a lot of time to thank everybody, but thank you for being here. For Auto World this week, it's been great. We'll see you next week. Drive safe. I'm
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, this call called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.